House Republicans put former Twitter executives on the hot seat over the company's decision to block from Twitter a New York Post article on the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. The New York Post story ran in October of 2020, 3 weeks before the presidential election. Republicans used the hearing to push a longstanding and unproven theory that social media companies, including Twitter, are biased against them and were trying to throw the election to Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden. Nick Langsworthy is a New York Republican.
The New York Post Twitter account was suspended in an attempt by Democrats and big tech to go ahead and play God and interfere in a natural, free, and fair election in the free flow of information in this country. The censorship is unbounded. The New York Post has been a reliable source for decades, including their coverage of the nursing home scandals in New York during the pandemic. Now that you and many others are gone from the company, there is hope that this platform will once again be a place where voices can be heard and respected, and it can return to be a town hall for all points of view, no matter if you agree with them or not, sir, and that our elections will never again be controlled by big tech.
At the hearing, the former Twitter executives conceded they made a mistake by blocking the story about Hunter Biden's laptop from the social media platform, but they denied the Republican assertions they were pressured by Democrats and law enforcement to suppress the story that Joe Biden allegedly had corrupt dealings with Ukraine. James Baker is Twitter's former deputy general counsel. He testified that despite disagreeing with the decision to block links to the New York Post story, he believed his client acted in a manner that was fully consistent with the First Amendment.
I was not aware of, and certainly did not engage in, any conspiracy or other effort to do anything unethical, improper, or unlawful while I was at Twitter, period. I did not act unlawfully or otherwise inappropriately in any manner with respect to Hunter Biden's laptop. Indeed, documents that Twitter has disclosed publicly reflect that I urged caution with respect to the matter and noted that we needed more information to fully assess what was going on and to decide what to do.
The issue was reignited recently after Elon Musk took over Twitter and began to release a slew of company information to journalists, what he has called the Twitter files. The documents and data largely show internal debates among employees over the decision to temporarily block links to the Hunter Biden story. Democrats brought a witness of their own who was formerly on Twitter's content moderation team. She testified last year to the House committee that investigated the January 6th Capitol insurrection about Twitter's preferential treatment of Donald Trump until it banned the then president from the site 2 years ago. Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett criticized Republicans for digging into the issue.
Can we finally let it go? This is why Democrats are reinforcing that in this hearing, we should be talking about the threats to our democracy. That's the real threat, not an old article that seemingly couldn't reach the viewership it sought through its own platform to disparage and attempt to skew the election in favor of a twice impeached former president who lost a secure and fair election.
The White House issued a statement calling the hearing a bizarre political stunt and saying it appeared to be the latest effort by the House Republican majority's most extreme MAGA members to question and relitigate the outcome of the 2020 election. Just last week, lawyers for Hunter Biden asked the Justice Department to investigate people who they say accessed his personal data. They did not acknowledge the data came from a laptop Hunter Biden is purported to have dropped off at a computer repair shop. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.